Governor Chris Sununu as we head into Christmas. Good morning, Governor. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, buddy. Merry Christmas to everyone. It's here, and it's white, and it's all good.
Let me ask you something that I don't think few people ask you in a given day other than probably family and friends. How are you, Governor?
I'm good. Well, thank you for asking, Jack. I appreciate it. No, things are good. My health is a little better than it was a few months ago. As you know, I got to still work on the whole good diet that my doctor was telling me about. I'm still working with that one. But it's been a little stressful, to be sure. But overall, it's good. And I tell everyone not to put rose-colored glasses on it. We're dealing with a lot, of course. But we're in New Hampshire, and there is just so much to be grateful for compared to what you're seeing in the rest of the country and, frankly, the rest of the world. We're managing COVID. We've got to keep doing that, of course. But our economy is open. There's a lot of opportunity. Families are, for the most part, doing very, very well. And so, you know, you have to really remember what to be grateful for. And it's a little bit, sometimes a little bit of work with all the negativity out there, but it's worth it.
Yesterday afternoon, you outlined some more thoughts to deal with the Omicron now, contagious, but hopefully not as symptomatic or as serious for those who are fully vaccinated. My question is, what do we need? Are we going to get some more antibody treatments? I know the federal government set up some federal health care workers. You said were helpful with the hospitals. We are hearing that it's hard for people to get in for non-COVID type stuff right now. We're at that surge, which you talked about expecting, but we have a new variant that's hopefully weaker. But what's your update as we head into Christmas?
Sure. So a couple things. We don't take our actions variant by variant, right? You got to take everything, I believe. I know the media talks about variants, but we talk about COVID because it's all about the plan that we put together in the fall to create flexibility in hospitals. We're executing it. To allow home testing to happen in homes, it's happening. It's happening here in New Hampshire, frankly, faster than anywhere else. To be able to walk into a site to get your booster, we have sites all over the state. Walk in today and get your booster shot. If you don't want to, you know, wait for a couple weeks for your doctor to have an appointment, we have walk-in clinics available. So it's all about executing on the plan for flexibility. We also need some help in our hospitals as they are getting very full of patients. And the federal government has provided some additional staffing teams, a couple of them at least. The paramedics teams have been very helpful. There's one healthcare team that's been here for a couple weeks. I think they're leaving tomorrow. We've asked the federal government to let them stay. There's no sign that they're going to do that, unfortunately. The president talked about new teams coming to New Hampshire, but it's not clear that there's new teams coming other than maybe just letting the paramedics team to stay a couple extra weeks. We've really managed through this winter surge sooner than everyone else had to, but frankly better than most other states. And other states are now kind of scrambling.
Right.
I think they were hoping that the winter surge would pass them over. It's not. We may be in this for a long time. So, you know, our job is to keep executing on the plan that we've put together, keep the hospitals open, and keep people safe. And so far, it's going pretty well. We know case numbers are high. We know hospitals are very busy and very full, but we're not shutting things down, right? We're not, whether it's through mandates or telling people they can't get emergency services in hospitals, there's none of that happening here, which is the good news.
And as far as boosters, are people through their drugstores and appointments, I'm hearing some people it's a couple weeks before they can get a booster. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, look, if you want a specific appointment with your doctor or a drugstore, yes, it could take you a couple weeks. But if you want to get one today, walk into the site in Rochester or Plymouth or any of the other walk-in sites that we have. Go to our website. You can walk in and get that booster today or tomorrow.
See, that's something a lot of people aren't aware of that. Yeah, I thought that was a scheduled booster day so that they can go to these sites.
Yeah, these are walk-in sites. We've had them open for weeks, and we've been, and to be a little bit frank about it, we've been talking about it for weeks, and we're telling people go to our website, see where the walk-in sites are, and you can go in, and there's no appointment required, no appointment allowed, actually. They're only for walk-ins, right? So it's only for folks. And yes, someone said, oh, I had to walk in, I had to wait an hour and a half. And I said, yeah, well, you didn't have to wait 2 weeks, though, right? So, look, if you want a specific appointment with your doctor, by all means, go ahead. But if you want to walk in tomorrow, you can do that, too.
It's good to know.
And so that's what we're really trying to create. And that's the opportunities we're trying to create to make sure that these were all designed into our plan. And so we're trying to just make sure folks understand it's out there. We have more fixed testing sites. If you didn't get into we have the home testing program 2.0, they say yes to the test. That happened today. We could go on our website, click on a button, and a couple days from now, tests will be delivered to your home. And that was so successful the first time. And now the second time, the federal government, who was kind of poo-pooing this idea 2 weeks ago, is like, hey, wait, let's do what New Hampshire did. That worked. And so they're going to make it happen all across the country with 500 million tests this coming January. But here in New Hampshire, we're already doing it. It's already happening. Right. As we speak, people are clicking, and they're getting home tests delivered to their house. So, again, I'm not, you know, we're not taking a victory lap here, but I want folks to know we've planned, we've designed it for this. We knew the winter surge was coming. We were aggressive about talking about it, and now we're moving forward to have that flexibility. And we're already seeing the results, right? In the past couple of weeks, hospitalizations are going down. Case numbers are going down. Is this sustainable? I'm not sure. I hope it is. Right. I think we still could see another little bump and surge after Christmas, but there's no doubt that things that we're putting in place above other states, it's working.
Governor Governor Sununu, live. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Governor, this question is coming from what I call my common sense gene, because I think common sense is a precious resource these days. And so this is just me. But yesterday afternoon, early evening, I kind of did my walk and trot workout through the town I live in, and I saw, you know, understanding tis the season, a couple days before Christmas, shops, stores, bars, restaurants full, about 5:30 in the early evening, just full. And, you know, good to see for business, people out having fun. And I hear from Dr. Fauci last night and this morning kind of telling me how I should probably have my Christmas gathering. I don't know how I've done it this long or why he's still at the helm given the confusing messages of this debacle nationally. But Dr. Fauci recommending that if I have an unvaccinated relative, which in our case, I think everyone coming to our house will be a small number vaccinated, but an unvaccinated relative, this is the season maybe you don't want him or her to visit. With all the mental health and anxiety and stress, my question is, the bars and restaurants are full. I don't know who's fully vaccinated sitting next to me, but I thought we got the vaccination so we don't get as acutely sick with COVID, period. In other words, if you're fully vaccinated and get the booster and you get COVID, the presumption is you will not get as acutely sick. That was my understanding, kind of self-preservation. You don't want to spread it. Take precautions, social distance. If you don't feel well, don't go to someone's house. I wouldn't go to my relative's house if I had a stomach bug. I just am that way. I've always been that way. So I don't need Dr. Fauci telling me what to do for my small gatherings in my home. My question, though, is if someone's unvaccinated and they're healthy, why would I be concerned? Because I thought everyone's transmitting the virus, vaccinated or not. They might get sicker than me, but if they're not sick, why would I shun them from my house? When I heard that this morning, my common sense gene went off. Am I right or wrong?
Look, people just need to be smart about it. You're right. You're right. In that, look, we're not shutting things down. We shouldn't be telling people not to, to spend time with the family. My message is really simple. As you just said, just be smart about it. Be smart. Look, if there are elderly folks there that may or may not be vaccinated, understand that and take whatever precautions you think would be necessary. I'm vaccinated. I'm boosted. I feel, you know, I'm fairly young, fairly. I don't have any underlying health conditions. My family's protected. And so, you know, we feel good about where we are. But again, it's a personal decision for folks. If folks have chosen not to get vaccinated and are at risk, that's the choice, unfortunately, that they've made for themselves. We want them right to get vaccinated. But again, the government should not be in the business of telling people how to have a holiday gathering. You know, just be smart.
Thank you.
Use
okay.
common sense. If you're more susceptible and you're at higher risk, you know, just understand that going into that situation. And if you have to take additional precautions, do so. But that's on you.
Governor, the federal Democrat delegation yesterday teed off on you again after Wednesday's executive council vote, once again voting to not fund certain family planning contracts for a second time. They blasted you saying it's your executive council. Are you pleased or not pleased with your council? And how do you react to Democrats blaming you for this vote as well?
Yeah, look, the Democrats are so desperate. I've supported these contracts. I asked for reconsideration of the vote. I've called these executive councils directly. They know where I stand on it. They just weren't going to change their vote. Now they want more information. I'm going to bring the contracts back. So the Democrat delegation has so much on their plate, and they do everything to distract from the disasters of Washington, D.C. Every one of them needs to be fired. Every single one of them, right? When you have Senator Hassan standing up on the floor of the U.S. Senate saying that we need to nationalize our elections because people will have no faith in the results when they wake up on election day, yet she's never even picked up the phone to Bill Gardner. She's never picked up the phone to one of the most foremost experts in elections, have maintained integrity of New Hampshire's elections very, very well, yet won't even have a conversation with the experts in her home state, but will play political games in Washington. And then she's going to come out here and say, yes, Governor Sununu has always supported. She knows. She's there. I was the swing vote in 2016 to get those contracts done while she sat at that table. And she knows it's lies and hypocrisy anything to distract from their own failure. So I fought hard for those contracts. The council wasn't willing to do it. I'm going to bring them back. I'm not giving up. I'm going to bring those contracts back because they are so important for getting women, especially low-income women and children, just basic health care services. And in parts of our state, there's no other option for those types of programs. There's no other contractors or organizations that will pick that up. So I'm going to keep fighting for it, and they know, and people aren't buying it. I mean, you know, they spent $15 million on this phony campaign ad that we're, you know, I'm not pro-women and I'm not pro-choice. I am, and I am, and the record proves it. So I don't sweat that stuff too much. I just wish the federal delegation would focus on their job, do their job, put New Hampshire first in Washington, D.C. And if they did that, then I think a lot more folks would be happier. Their poll numbers would probably go up a little bit, and they'd see some more positive results. But this is why they're not deemed very positive here in the state of New Hampshire, and why I think they're all their jobs are at severe risk come November.
I have a quick message. I'm going to let you go. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Governor Chris Sununu, Good Morning, New Hampshire. GMI Studios. Renee Plummer from the Seacoast, someone you know, someone I know, wants to know, are you baking over the holidays a chocolate, cream pie, or apple? I don't know what she's talking about.
Chocolate cream. I do my pies and I do my cookies. I'll do a chocolate cream pie, not do an apple pie this year. I'll do a chocolate cream pie and a blueberry pie. That's going to be my second one. And then I have the cookies that I always bring.
Hopefully, so,
everyone to have a safe and happy Merry Christmas. Should be a great week.
Hope you get some skiing, and thank you, Governor.
You bet. Thank you, sir.